The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you were listening just a few minutes ago, I told you that it would be my privilege to welcome Ron Archer to the program at the top of the hour. I have thought all day, how in the world do I introduce this man? But what I said a few minutes ago, if you are hearing that Ron Archer is speaking anywhere within 1,000 miles of your home, make plans, go, and hear this man teach, preach, encourage, exhort. I have heard some of the finest preachers on planet Earth over the years. Ron Archer is one of the finest preachers, teachers, communicators that I've ever heard. He's a prolific author, and most important, he is a brother in Christ. Ron Archer, it is again a delight to welcome you to the program.
Bob, it is always my pleasure to connect with you and your many listeners, and the great job you are doing to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, which leads many into the fold for salvation. I'm honored to be on your show, as always, my friend.
Well, I do count you a dear friend, and it is an honor to have you on the program. Now,
thank you, sir.
You've got a new book coming out. It's going to be released on Tuesday, February 16th. The previous book, you've written a bunch of others, but your previous book, What Belief Can Do, I have encouraged my listeners to get, to read it, to give it away as a gift. What Belief Can Do is basically your life story. How does Yes. the power of one man differ from What Belief Can Do?
That's a great question, Bob, and to your listeners, you know how you can speak to people? It's called the spray and pray. It's a very broad communication capability to reach a lot of people. Well, this is surgical. This is really diving down deep in the singularity of one of the major crises that we're facing in these United States, and that is the attack on men. Mm-hmm. Male suicide is sky high right now. Fatherlessness is a major issue. Male incarceration is a major problem, and that understanding truly the value of God's design for a man and woman. Just listen to these numbers in my research. When a child, Bob, gets saved first, 3.5% of the time, the entire family gets saved. When a mom gets saved first, 17.3% of the time, the entire family gets saved. Now listen to this. When a dad, when a man, when a father surrenders himself to Jesus Christ first, 93% of the time, the entire family gets saved. Mm. God knew what he was doing when he designed the family. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Man is the head of the home. The wife is the partner and helpmate. And then the children. When we follow that plan and follow that design, it is amazing of the prosperity and the success and the stability and the safety and the security of the home that is produced from that. And we're moving away from that incrementally, exponentially, and we're seeing, just take this number. This number is one of the things I wrote about in the book that's staggering. Listen to this. 72% of all the black children born in these United States are born out of wedlock and are raised in a single-parent home. And we've learned that 80% of the social ills, drug addiction, violent crime, incarceration, abortion, all these other social ills are a direct derivative of fatherlessness that exists in our country. So 72% for black families born at wedlock, 55% for Hispanics, and 33% for white families. Now, the other issue I'm writing about is this epidemic that's quiet, and that is that middle-aged white men in America, I'm half white, so it's important to me, my family's biracial, that 30% increase in white male suicide since 1999 has skyrocketed. And there's something called the suicide belt in America. It is the Midwest through the Rocky Mountains where white men who are between 55 and 65 are committing suicide at a 30% higher rate than any other group in the nation because they're being devalued. They're being told they're detoxic. They're being told by their kids that they're out of touch with reality. They're being left behind. And many of these great men who helped build this country are hurting and beat up and working on the farms and being cowboys and working in the production lines. And they get hurt, the back problems and ankle problems and neck problems. And they go to their doctor and say, I can barely get up in the morning. I can't hold my grandkids. And these doctors prescribe to them Oxycontin. Mm-hmm. And these men take it, believing their doctors that it's the best thing for them. After 3 months, they get hooked. They can't get any more. They go out and find a substitute that's cheaper called heroin. And these men of honor, these men of faith and dignity, these hardworking men are now living quiet lives of desperation as heroin addicts. And they're so ashamed and they're so broken and they're so beat up and they're so addicted. They take a shotgun, put it in their mouths, and pull the trigger. And my book is written to let them know, oh no, that's a lie from hell. That when God wants to change the world, he chooses men just like you. He turns pain into power, wounds into wisdom, men that can surrender themselves. God has never called the qualified. He qualifies who he calls. God uses imperfect people to reach other imperfect people, which is a perfect work. And throughout the Bible, when God wanted to address a situation, change a nation, change culture, he would call one. When God wanted to save the world from the flood, he didn't call a committee. He called one man, Noah, build me an ark in the desert for 150 years, preach the word, and let's save humanity in a remnant. When God wanted to create the Hebrew race to bear Jesus, he called one man, Abraham, leave your mother and father and go into a land you know not of, and I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you, and look at the seashore and the skies, that will be your land. When God wanted to lead that same family to a place of food and fertility, he called out one young man named Joseph and said, Joseph, you're going to be the leader of your family. You're going to go to prison. You're going to be a slave, but I'm going to be with you. And everything you've gone through, one man, is a down payment on your destiny, and you're going to be that one man. When God wanted to preach the good news to the Gentiles, he met a man on the Damascus Road and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And that man, Saul, planted more churches, wrote more letters to lead the Gentile nations unto God. And when God wanted to save humanity from sin, he became one man, the Lord Christ Jesus. And if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be. It's called the power of one man, Bob.
We're talking with Ron Archer, and the book is The Power of One Man. It will be available. It will be released on Tuesday, February 16th. Ron, is it possible to pre-order the book, or are we going to have to wait?
Yes. No, you can go to christianbooks.com. You can go to salembooks.com. You can go to amazon.com. You can pre-order the book and give it to a father, a brother, a son, an uncle, someone who needs to be encouraged to find out that what God's original design for man was and get back to the blueprint, get back to that kind of modeling so we can have dominion over our environment and be the men that our wives need and our sons need and our daughters need and our nation needs. That the whole concept of manhood is being dumped down and dumbed down and attacked and weakened, and we can see the impact of that on society. But I tell you that God, it was David who said, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visited him, that you made him a little lower than the Elohim, meaning God himself, and crowned him with honor and dominion. You are the apple of God's eye. He has plans for you. He wants to use you right where you are and use you to lead other people to know him through the power of one man.
We're talking with Ron Archer. Ron, can you go with me to the bottom of the hour? We got to take a break. Can you stick with me one more segment?
You're one man and who's worth following.
We're talking with Ron Archer. We got to take a quick break. His previous book, if you don't have it, you need to get it, What Belief Can Do. It's the life story of Ron Archer. The new book, Power of One Man. You can pre-order it now. Stay tuned. Quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And I want to welcome back to the program Ron Archer, author of a brand new book, The Power of One Man, releases on Tuesday, February 16th. Ron, I want to take you back to something you said a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
You gave us a startling statistic about the number of children born in the black community without a father. Ron,
yes, sir.
I gave that same statistic several months ago on my program, and a black brother in my audience called me a racist because I dared to blame poverty and crime in the black community on fatherlessness. How do you respond to that?
That is someone who is being hurt by the truth. It hurts, and we're writing another book with Steve Audubon. It's called White Lies and Black Excuses and God's Heart for Reconciliation. Mm-hmm. It hurts to tell the truth. It hurts that Lyndon Baines Johnson created a poverty program to keep black people addicted to government. And if you go back and look at the original plan for the Great Society, it was really to replace the father in the home. If a woman got pregnant and she had a boyfriend or a fiance or a man in her life, and if she would apply for welfare and ADC and all of those things that you get from the government, or Uncle Sam becomes a sugar daddy and provides her with some housing and with some money and some food. But here's the caveat. If the father of the child or any man comes back into her life to establish a foundation for a family, all of those benefits are cut off. Mm-hmm. So the black woman said, well, I'll do better raising this boy or this young lady as a single parent and not having a man in my life. And it created an entire generation of addicts to Uncle Sam's drug of welfare. Not only that, if you want to see wealth creation in America in the black community, what we discovered, one man marries one woman, has kids, stay together, and they triple the amount of income that they make by being together as a family unit. It's not just a good thing or it's the American dream. It's God's plan, and it does work. Single-parent family situations create more poverty, and not only that, we're training men in that situation to be breeders and not leaders, which creates, I know men who have 5 and 6 kids by 3 different women. And it just creates chaos and uncertainty, instability. So it is a truthful, painful reality that we must stop making excuses for and blame somebody else. No, poverty and lack of education and lack of spirituality and fatherlessness is the direct cause of all of those social ills. 80% of the social ills in the black community is direct, let me say it without apology, a direct relation to fatherlessness in the urban community.
Ron, I am talking to a man who has just written a book on men, fathers, fatherhood, And yet I'm talking to a man who did not have a godly father in your life. How,
correct.
Just briefly tell my audience, because we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Yes.
Tell my audience how God brought you from the incredibly dysfunctional family situation
yes.
that you were in to a man that is writing a book on fatherhood. How did God
you
do
know,
that?
Sometimes not having something makes you desire to want that something you didn't have and to fill that gap. For me, I grew up, my mom had me when she was 16. She was a call girl. We didn't have that kind of stability. I had a stepfather. He was abusive. He went away. And I was broken. I call it being a mannequin. You look fine. You dress fine, but you're empty. You're plastic. And what saved me is this concept. You become what you behold. And what saved me was having a mentor in my pastor. My pastor was Eddie L. Hawkins of the Good Shepherd Baptist Church. He was a Marine. He was a conservative, strong black man. He was clean cut. His shoes were shiny. And his office was full on all sides full of books. And he said, if you keep your nose clean, your shoes shine, and your head down in prayer, and you follow me, you'll get somewhere. And I said, I now know what I want to be. Mm-hmm. Having that in front of me, that man of God who took me under his wing and taught me how to study, how to do hermeneutics, exegesis, homiletics, let me preach, let me lead, let me become the man of God I became today. But it's having someone in front of me and that I could identify with and say, I want to be like him. And that changed my life. And that's what we need, mentors, to go back into the black schools, go back into the black churches. And we've learned that if a child is mentored 1 hour a week for 52 weeks, the head, heart, hands, habits, humanity, and habitat of that child is transformed forever. The power of being a Rafiki, the Lion King, it means be a friend, be a mentor, be a coach, and change a life.
Get the book. It will be released on Tuesday, February 16th, but you can pre-order now. The Power of One Man. The Power of One Man. The author is Ron Archer. And please, if you do not have What Belief Can Do, you've got to get that book. It is life-changing, life-transforming, and I don't say that very often about books, but it truly is. One more time, Ron, where can people pre-order The Power of One Man?
Yeah, they can go to our website, ronarcher.org, A-R-C-H-E-R, ronarcher.org. They can go to salembooks.com, amazon.com, or christianbooks.com and pre-order that book and give it to one man and watch God use that one man to change their world.
If one of my listeners picks up your book, reads it cover to cover, puts it down in 30 seconds, tell me what you want them to take away from that book.
Everything you've gone through in your life is a down payment on your destiny. What the devil meant for evil, God will use for good if you give it to him, because five things happen very quickly. Present, attentive, affirming, consistent, committed men are created from the Word of God.
Amen. Ron Archer, the book, Power of One Man. Ron, it is always a delight to have you on the program. We'll have you back again soon. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, my friend.